The Gemara continues on Daf Tezvav Amid Beis. The Gemara in the bottom of Tezvav Amid Aleph was a shakel of Taya about Tumas Eretz Amim. Originally, we said that the Gzera was Nisaken Ayde Yosi Ben Yeza Ish Tzreden Yosi Ben Yochan Ish Ushlaim. There were Gozer two things: Tumas Eretz Amim and Klei Schuchis. In fact, the Gemara, the Rabbanim, the Shmoinim Shana, 80 years before the Chum Beis Hamikdash, were Gozer on Tumas Eretz Amim, and Yosi Ben Yeza was many Doris, was four Doris before Hillel. So, Ibazoi, it's not the same tkufa. And for the Gemara, Elo, after Zvav Amid Beis, Osu Inu Gozer Agusha Lisroif, Vaaviro Veloi Klum, meaning, Yoisi Ben Yeeza and Yoisi Yishtreida, they were Gozer Agusha. When Truma touches the goof itself, the goof of the arrow, the gush of the offer. So, if it touches the gush of offer, then Taki have to be served the Truma, because Tumas Eretz Amim, if you touch the gufa offer, then it's takatome. Avir v'loy klum, if it merely touches the avir, if it's in the airspace, there's nothing. There's no Tumas oil by Tumas Eretz Amim. Meaning, even though kivri akum are yematame be oil, however, Tumas Eretz Amim, which is be'etzem only the rabbonadik gzera of Yosi ben Yoez and Yosi Yisreido, so because it's only the rabbonadik gzera, not hovering over a kever be'etzem, it's only the rabbonadik chshash of kvarim, so there's no Tumas oil. So that's where the original gzera was taka gusha is lischaif. When the truma touches the offer itself, you have to be sorry for the truma. But when it's in the airspace, avir v'loy klum, there's no Tumas avir, there's Tumas maga, but there's no Tumas oil. But also Rabbanon de Peishona and came along the Rabbanon of Peishona, meaning 80 years before the Chum Beis HaMikdash, Gozu Aviro Litlois. They were Gozer that the Avir is not, that the Avir is not Veloy Klum. The Avir is Litlois. Zogt Rashi, that Truma that's Nichlas in the Avir and is not something that's Mafsik between the Truma and it. For instance, a Shida Prutza Mitachteo, you have a box that's open below, so it's hovering over, it's in the airspace, so it's Litlois. Litlois means it's in a status of limbo. It's neither, you can't be serfit, because maybe it's not metamet, and you can't eat it either, because maybe it's tome. So it's in a matzav of litlois, we have, you can't do anything with it. That was the takon of Peishona, of Rabbanon de Peishona. Zog de Gemara, lemem de chadik zeir tahava l'sreifa? You're telling me that the original gzeira was, that it's the gusha is the sreifa? And that was from the onset, it was ready, gzeira l'sreifa? V'ome ilfa, yodayim t'chilis gzeiros l'sreifa. Ilfa said that Yodayim, Tumas Yodayim, the original Gzeira was, if Truma comes into contact with Yodayim, you have to be certified. Yodayim, when Medayik Yodayim, the Tchilas Gzeira, and the Srefa, Dafki Yodayim, the Tchilas Gzeira from the onset was Srefa. Homidi Achrina, Masha Enkein, Eretz Amim, even the Gusha, it's not Tchilas Gzeira, and the Srefa, Midachina Loi. So it can't be that Yoisi Ben Yeez and Yoisi Sreda originally from the onset were Goyza that the Gush is Lisraif, because only Yodayim Tchilas Gzirosan was Lisraifa. Zog the Gemara Elo, but rather the Pshat is Osu Inu Gozer Agusha Litlois Vaviru Veloi Klum. The original Gzera was that when it touches the Guf, when it touches the Gush of the offer itself, it's Taka, not, you're not serif it, it's Litlois. It's in a state of limbo. You can't be served, you can't be oichel. Va'aviro v'loi klum, in the airspace is nothing. Va'os Rabbanon de Peishona, and Rabbanon Peishona came along, and they were goyzer, agusha lisroif. They were goyzer when it touches the gusha offer, it's that you have to be served it. Va'aviro litlois. And not that the avir is loi klum, but the avir is litlois. Meaning they went up a dagger in each one of the aspects. In the gush, instead of being litlois, they said it's lisroif. And in the avir, instead of being v'loi klum, they said it is litlois. So that was the two time periods. Originally it was Gush and Litlois and Avir v'loy klum, and then it became Rabbonon the Peishona. It was Gush Lisroif and Avir Litlois. Now the getter of Litlois, it's called Litlois, Shaitan Tiferes Yisrael in Psochim, that Litlois is like something that is hanging. Dovra tolu ben shemayim va'oretz. It's like in a limbo state, it's hanging. Neither you can eat it, nor can you burn it. That's the lashon of litlois. Now, the whole din of gusha lisroif, the chshash is that maybe there's this etzem kesoira. Meaning, what's the problem with the gush of Eretz Amim? Maybe there's an etzem kesoira of a mace that's mu'urav in this gush. That's what Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos and all has learned. There's an etzem kesoira in the gush. So, dafkan a gush of offer, we are goyzer. And we're goyzer that it's mamish ketumas vadai. meaning even though it's only a Sofek Tumah, but we're Goyza, at the end of the day, we're Goyza Lisroif. Lisroif means we treated it like a Tumas Vadei. And we're Soref it like a Tumas Vadei. Now, Tosfos Bavarns that Yosef ben Ye'ezer, there were two takonis. One is Tumas Eretz Amim, and one is Klei Schuchis, that it's Mekabal Tumah. Now, the same kasha could really be asked on Abonim de Shemayim Shona too, because they also were Goyzer on these two things. It says they're Goyzer Tumas Eretz Amim and on Klei Schuchis. So what's going to be the Teretz on Klei Schuchis? The Teretz Bavarns that Klei Schuchis, you also have to say that there's a takona that they were Goyzer Lisroif. There's different aspects we see, legabi Klei Schuchis, legabi how far does the Tumah of Klei Schuchis go? Is it even ad kedei that you're Serif? That's a Shakatai in Tosis, which is totally in the Maskonas HaGemara soon, legabi Klei Schuchis. Frag the Gemara weiter. So you're telling me there were two different time periods. There was the Takona of Yosef ben Ye'ezer and Yoshi's Tzreida, and afterwards it was Takona of Rabbon and Shmanim Shono. Frag the Gemara Vakata Usha Gozur. There was a Takona of Usha that there were goys on Eretz Amim. The Tanan, Alvov Sveikas, Sofin Esatruma. There are six Sveikas, even though it's Midrabonon, Sveikas de Rabonon, we serve the Truma. Al Sofik Beis HaPras, a Sofik Beis HaPras, Zogd Rashi, it's a Sofik and a Sodeh Sha'ovet Bo Kever. It's a Sodeh that possibly there was a Kever over there. So it's a Sofik. So we serve Truma if it came into contact with that Sodeh. Tosis argues and Tosis says, that we're not talking about a Sofik Kevish and Nevat boy, because that's a Sveka Deraisa. That you don't need the Chiddush of Vav Svekas of the Takana Susha. But rather we're talking about a Sodesh and Nechash Bokever. A Sodesh and Nechash Bokever where it was plowed, who's a Midaraisa, it's Tohar. And we're not Chayish, we're not Choshet for an Etzim Kesaira. So it's a Dabon and the Kadin that you're Chayish for an Etzim Kesaira and you serve Truma. Mechurish the Kadin of Sorfin Truma on the Vav Svekas. That was the Konosusha. So number one, Avos Sveikas Sofik Zatruma, Al Sofik Beis HaPras. Number two, Al Sofik Ofer Habom Eretz Amim. Even Sofik of Ofer that comes from Eretz Amim, Yisarif Truma that touched, comes into contact with this Ofer. So we see that Eretz Amim is not a Gzera of Shmoinim Shona, Rabbonon, it's not a Gzera of Rabbi Yossi Ben Yeheza and Yoshi Yisreido, but rather the Konos Usha that they were Goyza Tuma on Sofik Ofer Eretz Amim. So Kivega Radio Bavarns, there's a difference. Before we're talking about there were goyza tuma on Gusha. That means there were goyza on the offer itself in Eretz Amim. Here we're talking about Sofik offer habome Eretz Amim. We're talking about Eretz Amim, the offer that's coming into Eretz Yisrael. We're not talking about someone going into Chutz Loretz and touching the Gush or being in the Avir. And that was what we said before, the machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanu Shmuel Shona. Here we're being Moisef that Sofer Ofer Habom Eretz Amim L'Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that's an added chiddush that over there you're also goyza, not just in Chutz Loretz, but even when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Akoponim, the Gemara's kasha is Rabbon, the Takonis Usha was Velf Sveikas, the Sofer Nesatruma. Number three, Al Sofik Big the Amor Oretz, Sofik Begodim Amor Oretz, that it's possible that his wife, who's a Nida, sat on it. So Mamelitz Tomei. Val Sofik Kelim Arim Tsoim. Any utensil that you find, you don't know the status if it's Tomei or not. You assume that it's Tomei if Truma touches it. Val Sofik Al Roikin. Likewise, you have a Sofik on the Roik. You don't know if it's a Roik of a Zov or it's not a Roik of a Zov. So it's a Sofik. Val Sofik Meiragle Odom. Shekenegle Meiragle Behemo. If you find urine, Meiragle Odom, next to Meiragle Behemo. So Sofik on that meraglayim, the halach is alvade magoyon. If you for sure touch it, shu sofik tumoson, which is a sofik tuma, because you don't know if it's meragla adam or not. Sofik is a truma. You burn any truma that comes into contact with this sofik meraglayim. Now Rashi right away bavorns over here gavaldig yisoid. Zok Rashi sofik meragla adam. This sofek is not like the previous fakers of Takonis Usha. Why? Here there's a double sofek. It's a svek sveka. Number one, is it sofek ragle odom or ragle behema? And even if it's ragle odom, it is still tre sveka. Why? Maybe the person's a tor. So it's a svek sveka and still yisurif truma. That's a big chiddush to say that Yisurif Truma, not just on a Sveikas, the Rabbonon, even on a Svek Sveka. So Tosfos Radway Bavarns over here. Al Sofik Meirag the Odom Shigan and Meirag the Behema. So Tosfos Pirsha Kunshus is Zvek Sveika. Fraktes Akasha that we're not serif on Zvek Sveikas. So Zok Tosfos Venir Alri the Nokat Meirag the Behema Mishum Dikshen Zei Tzal Zei Nikoris Tvein Shen Shel Odom Velekel Sofik Echot. Punkt Vaket. Meirag the Odom Negad the Meirag the Behema is not coming to tell me to Zvek Sveika. Sofik Behema Sofik Odom Behema is Amatama Odom is Sofik and even Odom is it a Zov or not a Zov? No. Next to Meiragla Behemah is coming to tell me it's only one Sefek, meaning to show to differentiate that this Meiraglaim is not Meiragla Behemah. Varayim Meiragla Behemah looks as such, and this is a different Meiraglaim. So Meiragla Odom Kneg Meiragla Behemah is one Sefek, because it's Gufa showing me that it's not Meiragla Behemah, and it's only one Sefek, is the Ragla Odom of a Zov or not of a Zov. That's what Tosin learns. Tosin needed Aflamet Gimel, says another Teretz, Be'etzim, which is Yesoid. He says that you can't be mashvi, you can't compare Gzeis Chacham one to another. Sometimes the word goes even on a Svek Sveika. So true, usually on Sveikas, it's a Chiddush to say that you serve on Sofik Darbonon, and on Svek Sveika, Mechatesa, Zoktoy says, you can't be mashvi Sveikas, Gzeis La'adodi. Certain Svek Sveikas, the word goes even though it's a Svek Sveika. The Chazanish Mesech the Zovim, Perek Beis, Mishneh Hei, has another way to Miyashiv, where he says, Be'etzim it's Kulichal Sveika. Meaning there's one suffix over here. Are Mei Raglayim Tohirim or Tumeim? Now you have Sveikas. What kind of Mei Raglayim it is? Who touched it? These are all one Kulichal Sveika. The Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis in Meseches Taris has another way to learn why it's Chal Sveika. He says the reason why it's Chal Sveika, we're talking about Mei Ragle Odom that were Nisarif together with Mei Ragle Behema. And the suffix is, which one was Nisraba? Meaning, Is the Meiragle Odom Mevatel the Meiragle Behema or the Meiragle Behema Mevatel the Meiragle Odom? The Meiragle Odom is this battle or Mevatel? That's the suffix that we have on the Meiragle Odom. So again, on these Vav Sveikas, Yisurif Truma, even though it's only a suffix in the Rabbonon. Suffix Beis HaPras, which is a question of Nevda Bakeva or Nechash Bakeva, Machlik Zvashi Toises. Suffix Ofa Habom Me'eretz HaAmim. And that's our sugya. We already know it from Takonas Shmoinim Shona or Takonas Yosef Ben Yeza. Why do you need Takonas Usha? Val Sofek Bigdi Amo Oret, Val Sofek Kelim Ram Tzorim, Val Sofek Aroikin, Sofek Miragla Odom Mechnegam Ragla Behema, Rash called it Svek Sveka. Other Rishonim say it's better than one Sofek. What is the halacha about all these six Svekas? Al Vadai Magon Shu Sofek Tumosan. Meaning, if you touch these things, bevadai, which is a Sofek Tumah, because we're not sure if it's a Zov, we're not sure if the Roik is from a Zov, or it's not from a Zov, all these different Sveikas, the halacha is, al vadai magoin, when you touch them, vadai, which they're Sofek Tumoson, you serve the Truma. Now, if that's on vadai magoin, on Sofek magoin, according to the Tanakama, it will be Tor. Vadai magoin of these Sveikas, you serve Truma. Comes along, Rabbi Yossi says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, af al sofik magoin, bishus hayochit sorfin. Even on sofik magoin, not just on vada magoin of these sofik tumors, even on a sofik if he touched it, bishus hayochit yisorif, like all sofik soita. Sofik soita we learn out from shus hayochit, we learn out sveikas in a shus hayochit yamatama. So sofik magoin, bishus hayochit yisorif, like sofik soita. Vichachom oimim, chom differentiate. Bishus hayochit, the halacha is toilin. Meaning, it's really a Svek Sveka. Sofek if you touched it, and Imtim Salami you touched it, Sofek if you're Tommy or not. So Bishus HaYochid, you're Toyla. Even though Svek Sveka from Soita Gamrinon, that it's Tom Bishus HaYochid, but Lamaisi not Serif, so you're Toyla. Bishus HaRabim, it's Tahirin. So Chomi differentiate. Bishus HaYochid, it's not Serif and it's Toylin. And Bishus HaRabim, it's Tahirin. Akoponim, we see over here clearly, that va'oma ula elav of sveikas buushi itkinu. So we see al kaponim that sofek ofa abom eretz ha'amim, you are soirif truma on vadem agoin through sofek tumoson. So we see that it's takonas usha, it's not Yosef ben Yeza, it's not rabbonim de shmoinim shana. Now these vav sveikas lemaisa, like we said, they're all the rabbonim de kedinim that we're mesakin in usha, that we treat them and we're soirif. And with Seirev Truma that comes into contact with them. Now the Chazanish in Zovim says that Midaraisa, we don't compare this to Sofik Soita. Because at the end of the day, you have a roiv over here. Beis HaPras, you have a roiv. There's no etzim kesayra after tzadash nechash bokever. And eretz am al pi roiv, there is no chash of kvorim. And also legabe roiv bnei adam atahirim. You don't have to assume there's zovim. Or most kelim that are found. Rubim atahirim. So midaraisa, all these sveikas would be tahar. And that's the chiddush of takonas usha that you're serving al sveikoson, and it's the rabbonu dekadin taka. But upon we see takonas usha. Elo zokti gemara. O si inu gozra gusha litlois vavir avaloi klum. The original gzera was, meaning, yoyse ben yeez and yoyse yistreda, gusha was litlois. Gusha is questionable. Gusha is limbo. Va'avir avaloi klum, and the airspace is nothing. But also rabbonu deshmoinim shonu gozra idividit litlois. Came along rabbonu deshmoinim shonu, and they said, litlois is not just on the gusha, even on the avir. They upgraded the avir that is litlois. And then came along Takonas Usha after Rabbanu Shmoyin Shona, and there were goys at Gusha Lisroif that the Gush is not just merely litlois, but the Gush is actually Lisroif. And the Ave remains litlois. So it was a three-stage Takona. The original Takona of Yosef Ben Yeez and Yosef Yisreda was that Gusha is litlois, Gush is a suffix, and Avira Valoi Klum. Came along Rabbanu Shmoyin Shona, they said, Idivi litlois. Not just the Gusha litlois, the Ave is also litlois. Came along Usha and they said that Gusha is Lisroif. Ave remains as is litlois, but the Gusha, they were Mechadish Lisroif. And that's the three stages, Legabe Tumas Eretz Amim. Zogdemor weiter, Klei Schuchis, my time goes up Rabbon and Tuma. Why were we going to Tuma by Klei Schuchis? Glass utensils. We're talking about Tuma and Tyra. We're not talking about Tfilas Kalim. We're not talking about Achsharas Kalim. We're talking about Tuma. Why is Tumah Chal on Klei Schuchis? The Torah doesn't talk about Klei Schuchis. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Omer Shlokesh, Hoil v'tchilas b'riyosem min ha-choil. Since glass originates from sand, you make glass out of sand. Sand is like cheres, like earth. So since it's tchilas b'riyosem min ha-choil, shavin rabbonu k'kli cheres. So we gave it a din of kli cheres. And just like kli cheres is mekabel Tumah, so to Schuchis is mekabel Tumah. Now, the reason why the Pnei Yeshua explains the reason why we gave it a din tumah kli schuchis, so people shouldn't say that kli cheres is not mekabel tumah, because schuchis they look at as cheres. Punkt paket. Schuchis we look at originating from sand, so we look at schuchis as glass as cheres. If you're going to say that schuchis are not mekabel tumah, then people might say cheres is not mekabel tumah. So that's where it goes. Schuchis mishum cheres. So people shouldn't look at schuchis as cheres and say cheres is not mekabel tumah. So the Gemara, Elamiyata, if that's the case, that Schuchis is only Tomei because of Kli Cheres, Loi Teila and Tara b'mikvah, it should not have a Tara b'mikvah. Because after all, Cheres do not have a Tara in a mikvah. Cheres, the only way to make Tara is Cheres al-Dei Shvira, by breaking it. No mikvah. So why does Schuchis have a Tara b'mikvah? How do we know Schuchis have a Tara b'mikvah? Aloma Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, the Elu Choytzin b'Kelim. These are the things that are Choytzes, that are Chatzitza in Kelim in the mikvah. Hazephes v'hamor, it's a type of tar. It's Zephes and Mar. It's a tar that a person is makpid on. And the halach is that miut a makpid mid rabbonon is a choitzitz. Mid the rice, you need rubay a makpid. But mid rabbonon, if you have a miut a makpid, it's choitzitz. So, Zephes is something that you're makpid on. So, ibazoi, it's choitzitz in kalem in the mikveh. Where is it choytzes? By what kind of kelim? Zogt Gemara ve'el choytzes bekelim hazefes v'amor beklei schuchis. So we see klei schuchis. There's a problem of chatzitza in the mikvah, which means it implies that if it wouldn't be a chatzitza, then you're allowed to be tovel in the mikvah. So we see klei schuchis have a tarah b'mikvah. If klei schuchis originate from sand and it's similar to klei cheres, it should not have a tarah b'mikvah. And to the Gemara Chomai Skinon, going to Nikvoy, v'hitiv l'toichon ever. We're talking about a klei schuchis that have a hole in them. Once it has a hole, it's not functional as a utensil anymore. So it loses the status of a utensil. And now you filled up that gap, you filled up the hole with a piece of lead, ever. Lead is made out of metal. So now it's according to Rameyer Shita that says, v'remei d'oma hokal hoylech acha ha-maimid. You follow the maimid. You look at the utensil as the maimid shaboy. What makes this back in the utensil? Once it had a hole, it was not functional. What made the utensil back into utensil? The fact that you took lead and you stuffed up and you filled up the hole. So the maimid is makes it into utensil. So Rameyer says, you go after the maimid and you look at it as a kli matras.
because after all, it's mateches. The Tanya, klei schuchis shenikvoy behitiv letechen eiver. If you put eiver, you put lead inside. Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Meir metame. Reb Meir now considers this kli matches. The Chachomim metarin. Chachomim say that no, you don't go after the maimit. The kli schuchis have a hole in there. A hole is not functional, so mele they metar the kli.
That is a few ways in the Rishonim how to learn the Shitas Reb Meir that Hakol Hoelach Acha Maimit and it's Tomei. So one way of learning is that you go Bosa Tumi Yeshona, meaning, let's say the utensil was Tomei before it got broken, then it got a hole in there, it got drilled in there. Now that you fixed it and you stuffed it up with lead, so it goes back and reverts back to the Tumi Yeshona like what it was beforehand. And that's what it means, Hakol Acha Maimit. You go after the Maimit, the Kli Matchos, that is a din of Tumi Yeshona. They look at it not bosa the maimed. They look at it like schuchis, and the schuchis you don't go bosa tumi yeshona, and that's chom metarin. That's one way. Another way of learning is that the nidin is not tumi yeshona. The nidin is mikana lahaba from henceforthward. According to a mayor, meaning since the maimed is the kli aver, so now you look at it like a kli matchos. So mele it's mekabel tumah midaraisa mikan lahabo. Ma'ashengen rechamim, it's, you look at it as kli schuches, even though it's, the maimed is taking place through kli matches. So since it's like kli schuches, so you metar midaraisa mikan lahabo, because kli schuches are not mekabel tumah midaraisa. And that's a pshan remeya. Remeya holds mikan lahabo, it's kli matches, and rechamim holds mikan lahabo, it's only kli schuches, so it's metarim because midaraisa is not mekabel tumah. But we see Al-Koponim, Shitas Remeya is, we go back to kli schuches. Lo'olam kli schuches originates from sand, from choil. So it's similar to cheres. And that's why it has it in tumah. If it has it in tumah, so why does it have a tarah b'mikvah? After all, we know that kli schuches has a tarah b'mikvah and kli cheres does not. Zok de Gemara, we're going according to a meyer that hakol halach acha maimit, we're talking about where the kli schuches was nemad al yedei de mateches. So mela has an aspect of mateches in there, and we go bust at a maimit, so mela it has a tire b'mikvah taka. It has a tire b'mikvah because in a case of the schuches having a hole and being maimit al yedei mateches, so mela in that instance, itaka has a din of tire b'mikvah, and there would be a din of choitzin The Stipler has a simon, Kilis Yankov and Roshon, a simon Yudzayin, and he's so distinct of things he says about the din of Maimid, which is negay be'etzem by all Tfilas Kalim. Meaning, how do you look at a din Maimid of a Kli? Do you say that Pshat is that the whole Kli now gets the shame of the Maimid? If the Maimid is Mateches, the whole Kli is called Mateches? Or no, only the Chelik of the Maimid is called that. Masha'en Kain. The rest of the kli doesn't have the shame of that maimed. The nafkamin is the gabi tefilas kalim that we have, meaning something that requires tefila. The thing that requires tefila is assuming, let's say, the thing that's maimed the kli, but that maimed is not the makam where the oichel touches. So if the maimed gives the whole kli the shame of the maimed, then the fact that the maimed part does not touch the oichel doesn't make a difference, because the place that the oichel does touch, the maimed gave that shame to the whole utensil. So man, it's chai betfila. But if the pshat is that the maimed only gives the shame maimed to that area itself, but the rest of the kli does not have that shame, so then if the fact that the thing that requires tefila is the maimed, but that part doesn't touch the food, so then it won't be required tefila. That handle, so to speak, let's say it's maimed the kli, that handle is the type of utensil that requires tefila, but the rest of the kli does not, and the handle doesn't touch the food, so then it would not require tefillah. So that's the question of how you look at the maimed. Do you look at the maimed, it gives the shame of the maimed to the whole kli, so then the kli itself is chayv in tefillah? Or no, the shame of the maimed is only the place where it's maimed it, but the rest of the kli doesn't have that shame, so it would not require tefillah, because if the makam shenagaz ba'oichel is not in the rest of the kli, only on the place of the maimed, then that would not require tefillah. And he says that's pshat in chozer l'tumi yeshona too. If the maimed is only on the chelik that's maimed, but not on the rest of the kli, so then it's shayach that you chozer l'tumi yeshona, because the tumi yeshona, the rest of the kli still has the original name of the original kli, so shayach chozer l'tumi yeshona.
But if the maimed is changes the whole kli into the shame of the maimed, then it will not go back to the tumi yishana because now it's a new kli. So then it won't go back to tumi yishana. That's what the stipler says over there in Simen Yud Zayin and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we'll stop over here. The bottom of the omid tez vov omid beis.